Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I'm feeling better in some areas. talking about it is, well, I don't like talking about something that happened, you know, but it is what it is, you know, it's part of the job, part of the game. But hopefully nothing is Thursday.
He's really like, he's amping it up, you know, he's making some plays. He had a couple crazy good reactions, screen passes and different things that were just natural football player moves. He's been pressuring the quarterback. I think the pass rush is starting to really heat up. One of the more advanced young all-around players probably that we've had. Well, I mean, you know, tackling probably is the number one thing. And number 30, I mean, those two guys, number one and number 30 are the start there. You know, they got a lot of guys. And you've got to be aware of everybody because they have a lot of guys that can make plays. But those two guys, you got to get them on the ground. So be in a position, eyes in the right spot, playing leverage.
That's John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday, talking to the media as they're back at it. Getting ready for the Bengals tomorrow night, 8:20. Thanksgiving night, Thursday night football stuff. Always fun and exciting because no media availability or access, I should say. Today, but talking about the keys to slowing down the Bengals offense, and he started off with Vinny tackling.
Yeah.
Finishing plays defensively because, you know, you don't want Chase and 30s Chase Brown to start to hammer time you. Joe Burrow will be the starting quarterback, but we have seen there's been stretches for them defensively. I guess they've tightened it up as of late as the performances have improved. Where, man, tackling can be somewhat of a problemo for the Ravens.
They had, I mean, there was a 3-game stretch, Bob, where they had over 30 missed tackles. And then lately it's been pretty good. Now, Breece Hall caused him some problems, you know, on Sunday. And these guys are like Breece Hall. I mean, Chase Brown's got 259 yak yards. Jamar Chase has 421 yak yards. So, like Harbs was saying, you got to tackle these guys. You know, I mean, look at the play that Zay Flowers made, Bob. If the Jets tackle him on that one play, they gain nothing, and then the Ravens probably don't even score.
Sure.
You know, so tackling is going to be, you know, a key part of it.
He did mention Chase Brown, which is interesting, because even though statistically you needed the stats yesterday, they're not in the upper echelon of running the football. But he is basically a one-man gang.
Yes.
He can make you pay. I mean, Chase Brown's an acceptable, if not good, running back.
Bob, he's got 5 rushes over 20 yards. So, like you said, you know, he's rushed for 400 or 626 yards, 4.3 average. So, yeah, he's not hateful, and he's got 41 catches. You know, I mean, that's the thing is he can beat you. He's similar to Breece Hall. Breece Hall can beat you running or, you know, catching the football, and that's what he – and without Higgins – that's what they're gonna have to incorporate. I'm guessing, Bob, because, you know, this is Burrow's first game. He hadn't played in months. You know, that ball's coming out quick early on, you know, because he's got to get a feel and everything. And if I'm the Ravens, I'm bringing it. You know, I'm hitting you early and I'm hitting you often.
And one of the guys that might make it miserable for Joe Burrow is Mike Green.
Yep.
The rookie, as we talked about yesterday, John Harbaugh mentioned him. He's starting to become more impactful.
Yes.
During games. And as you said, during the film study, actually contributing in the run defense. But he's starting to get into the defensive backfield, which is what they really drafted him to do.
And Bob, I mean, and we'll talk about, you know, Bengal film, but I think he's got a chance, especially with Orlando Brown Jr., because if you give extra effort, you can beat Orlando Brown Jr. And, you know, Mike Green is getting more confident. And like Harb said, and we said yesterday, the run stuff, yeah, he's playing the run stuff pretty damn good because he showed, you see 45 showing up, and then you look at defensive stats, he's showing up. He got the sack. So, yeah, he's taking that next step. You know, I mean, it's past his – he's a second-year guy now. You know, he's past the rookie wall stuff.
Got 2.5 sacks on the season, but upticking in a big, big way. Also heard from Lamar Jackson, mainly about the injuries. And it's hammy, which cost him 2 games. The knee, the ankle, the toe, and everything that goes along with it. And I know Cole C called in about, has he gotten old and he slowed down? And I did Cleveland Radio with Ken and Anthony this morning. As he lost a step. At this stage, I'm deferring to the injuries. He is 28, which we'd pay to be in a heartbeat. Us old geezers. Even Nolan's older than 28 or pushing that. Is Lamar as fast as he was in 2019 where he could outrun receivers and running backs? We can get into that debate. But is he lugging the piano all of a sudden because of age? Nah, I'm not going there. But I think injuries are real.
Yep.
And we're seeing where, you know, as Mike Preston wrote today in the Baltimore Sun, you know, Tyrod Taylor looked to be the more nimble quarterback Sunday in that game between the Jets and the Ravens.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, Bob, I was a little surprised how he answered the questions because basically there's a lot of things that are hurting.
Sure.
You know, so that kind of surprised me a little bit. So it is all, you know, kind of factual that he does have all this stuff and it does hinder him. So, Bob, I mean, if you're the Bengals, all right, you got none. I'd blitz the hell out of them. You know, that's what I would do, you know, because he can't outrun me. And that was the thing that why we couldn't blitz him before. And I don't need to put a spy on him. I'm bringing it. I think those safeties, they're going to be blitzing. I think they're going to put 8 men in the box, Bob. I think they're going to say we're going to stop the run. And we'll see if – and then we're going to blitz the hell out of you. And we're going to see if you can beat us throwing the ball in man coverage.
So you have a quarterback coming back after missing 2 months with a damaged toe.
Yep.
And then you have a quarterback in Lamar Jackson, ironically enough, who missed practice this week because of a toe. He did say to the media it happened in the first quarter against the Jets. So the toe's a new one, according to Lamar. And who are we to question him?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, when it rained, it pours. And, you know, it's just one of those things where they just keep coming. Something keeps happening. And I didn't see it. I didn't notice it because I did see him, you know, the one time where he did roll to the right and then have to go, you know, he showed a little burst, but it did look like during the game, Bob, he did not want to take off and go run.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.